Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled He Careth For You, from 1 Peter chapter 5.
And then one day, I'll cross that old
church, because He lives, you've got hope. Because He lives, you can cast all your care on Him. Because He lives, you don't have to walk around defeated, depressed, discouraged. Hallelujah. Because He lives. Because He lives. Because He lives. I live also. And you live also. And we're now filled with His hope. We're filled with His provision. We're filled with His grace. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to go back and sing the chorus one more time. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Is worth
He's got a plan today to break that yoke of bondage that has gripped you in the difficulty that you're going through. He's got a plan for you today to redeem you from the very jaws of death. And so that's, listen, that's not the word today of a politician. That's the word of the Prince of Peace. And brother, if you want hope, good God Almighty, turn the TV off and turn on the Word. If you want hope, get off the Facebook, the Internet, and get on the book. Because this is the real hope. This is the real help. This is the Word of God, and it will deliver you. And I stand on the Word because I'm anchored on the Word. And praise God, it's become my refuge, my strength, my help in trouble, because I've got God on my side, and He said so. Amen. Praise God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let everything, let every redeemed child of God, let every blood-washed saint, let every saint that's been delivered, every saint that's been set free, every saint that's been lifted up, everybody that's a child of the Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so, say so. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sit down. Don't get consumed and controlled today by the cares of this world. I don't remember, and I don't want to remember all the false promises of the world. I want to remember the promises of God. For He says, I've planted you by the rivers of life and by the rivers of living waters. He says, your leaf is not going to wither, and whatever you do will prosper or be blessed. I know who He is, and I know in whom I have trusted. And so therefore today, stop getting intoxicated today with the unrighteousness that is around us, that is invaded. Thank God, you know, I have no desire to listen to what anybody has got to say, political or otherwise. I want to hear what He's got to say, because He's my only hope. Remember, all these talking heads that's on radio and everything else, I don't have no interest in what they've got to say. I mean, and whatever they're going to say is what they think. One, they're thinking today with a mind that it does not have the power of God on it. They're not thinking with the power of God that can deliver and set free. They're speaking words of what they think. We're speaking words of what God said. And we're believing what the Lord can do. And we know there's nothing too hard for our God, right? So I'm going to hear what God has to say to me today. Amen. He said today, stop getting intoxicated. See, you know, you're so preacher, I don't drink no alcohol, wine, or anything else. No, you're intoxicated with all the unrighteousness in the world. You're listening to all these bobbing, talking heads that does not know what they're even talking about. I remember today that I serve a risen Savior. Our God has arisen today over death, hell, and the grave. The sting of death is gone. Thank God the victory of the grave has been removed. Thanks be unto God which giveth me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And He does not today have a name. He has the name above all names. And He's the name today that can take care of your life and meet your every need. For at the name of Jesus, are you hearing me? Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Amen. Don't miss the fact today, our God still reigns. He's still in control. He's still on the throne, and He makes no mistakes. Amen. Now the message. 1 Peter 5:7 gives us two kinds of care, and I'll give them to you quick. One is casting. To cast means today that you throw or you get rid of quickly, fast, with intensity. So, how many cares do you cast? Here's where you cast them, right here. And folks, Peter said, you can cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. We have an anxious care. We have a care today that He can supply and take care of that anxiety. Anxiety, let me tell you what anxiety comes from. It comes today from the fact of insufficiency. You and I are insufficient. I'm sorry I broke your bubble. I'm sorry I just deflated your biceps and triceps. I'm sorry I just stuck a pin in your brain and took all of you out of it. When you are living today in anxiety, you're living today
from the fact of insufficiency. But folks, thank God, we have a God who is sufficient. Amen. We serve a God of power and might. We serve a God who is able. Have we forgotten that? I mean, hallelujah. You can exchange your anxiety for His compassion. God cares about you. God cares about you. It's just not your burdens to bear. These burdens don't belong to you. So why are you taking ownership of them? When the Lord said, cast your care, this was not a request. This is a command. Don't miss what God's telling you here. Well, I'm glad I got, I'm glad I got plan A or B or C or D or bullet this and bullet that. There are no bullets and there are no plans except one, and that's God's plan. So God says, cast. He didn't say, when you can, when you think about it, if it's convenient. He says, cast all your care upon Him. I don't know if you've read your Bible. That, in my Bible, says it's a command. So if I am not doing that, then what am I doing? You tell me. Huh?
Disobeying.
I'm disobeying. Now, that's great. So, thank you, Randy. Because when you are disobeying, you are what? Sinning. So now look what you put yourself into. You're just kicking yourself down all the time. You've become, I hate to tell you, but you've become your worst enemy. And I want to tell you something else. When your life is all about you, you are your worst enemy. When your life is all about everything you in going through and everything else that's happening in your life, you're your own worst enemy. You know what you just did? I'll tell you what you just did. I'm going to show you what you just did. Are you with me? Bring that camera over here. See, here's Jesus standing on the other side of the door. And He's saying, I can help you. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Well, I got all these problems. I got all these difficulties. I got all these anxieties. I got all these... Oh, somebody's at the door. And we won't even open our heart's door to what God wants to do. He said, I stand at the door and knock. When are we going to hear His voice? Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
The longer you don't say amen, the longer it's going to take. See, it takes faith to unload care. And God wants to help you today. And the second thing is, not only do you cast, but you cast them upon the Lord. So if you're going to cast it, you've got to leave it with Jesus. I wonder how many of you walk into this church on Sundays. You bring in those imaginary suitcases of trials that you've got. And man, you have added to. Now you've got a little cart you're pulling behind you. You bebop up here to the altar and you take all your luggage off your cart. And you say, I got all these things going on, Lord. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, God help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bunch of shrimp. Because I've added to it. I mean, this thing has grown now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I came in with one suitcase, but good God, last week it was one suitcase. I got the whole cart.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we... thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.